Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. A week from today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications, but upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Yardbarker.com had an article titled AFC's Worst Offensive Moves. They single out every team. This is what was written about the Broncos. Replacing Justin Simmons with Brandon Jones. The Broncos released a two-time Pro Bowler and signed Jones to a three-year, $20 million deal, a move that could prove to be a mistake. Jones only logged three interceptions in five seasons with Miami and is yet to make a Pro Bowl. What do you think of this assessment?
First of all, it's not an offensive move, but secondly, I would say,
well said.
If this is the only thing that they could come up with, then it's much ado about nothing. The Broncos had to move Justin Simmons, period.
Right, right.
Lest we forget history, let's just kind of have a refresher here. Russell Wilson is on the books now for the next 2 years. We've talked about that ad nauseum.
Although their cap space next year, to say it's going to be significant is an understatement.
Yes, absolutely. But they saved $14.5 million by releasing a player that would have counted $18.5 million against the salary cap to bring in a player that's going to basically cost you $6 million, not the pedigree that Justin Simmons has, no question about it. But I thought it was a necessary move at the time.
And that's the thing. You got, if you're going to write an article like this, you got to find something with every team. And let's be honest here. So you have 16 teams in the AFC. You probably have a strong argument, probably about 9 or 10. But if you're going to use the word AFC, and you got to come up with something. Sean Payton had no interest in paying a safety that type of money, no matter who it was. And for those in the know, knew that. Right? So you got to think of something. Brandon Jones, no, is not going to replace Justin Simmons.
No.
But can you make the case? And you make the case, and I don't know all the particulars. Is Sean right considering Justin still doesn't have a team?
No, he will get a team, but I think it's the right move for the Broncos at this particular point. If Jones can be part of this roster in a positive way moving forward, and coming in a year where not much is expected from this team, then what difference does it really make anyway?
So if you had to pick the worst off-season move, what would it be? Would this be it? Can you think of something?
I mean, acquiring Zach Wilson?
That's where I would go.
I mean, maybe that one. And to me, that is, and I don't even really have that much of an issue with that. It's not costing them much. I mean, it's like, I don't know if they did anything that really vexes me. you could argue the decision on Russell Wilson, but we all knew that was coming down the pike anyway. There was no way that Sean Payton was going to play another year with Russell Wilson.
Right. And, by the way, I may have miswrote it. It was worst offseason move, not worst offensive move. That's on me.
Okay, but I kind of like having something to bitch at him about.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And it's yardbarker.com.
That's actually a great website.
Actually, it is. Yeah. You know, you're right. It's a very entertaining
website. A lot of stuff that you wouldn't get on traditional websites. Mm-hmm. And we use stuff from that website on our show.
Yes.
Often. Not a lot, but often enough. This is what they wrote about the Jets.
Mm.
Trading edge rusher John Franklin Myers to the Broncos. Jets send a reliable starter and Franklin Myers to Denver for a six-round pick in 2026, which saved them just $7.3 million in cap space. Franklin Myers took a lower annual salary with the Broncos, signing a two-year $15 million deal, which only makes it more head-scratching that the Jets didn't try and renegotiate his contract. That analysis, I agree with. Why didn't they try and renegotiate?
They had added, who did they add, Alex?
Was it Hassan Reddick?
Yeah, Hassan Reddick.
Yep.
So, yep. And
edge rusher.
Yep. And so, okay. I mean, right. You can certainly look at it that way. That was a steal for the Broncos.
It was.
As far as I'm concerned.
Right.
A steal. Maybe the best offseason acquisition other than potentially drafting your franchise quarterback.
And you can't say another team got a steal with Justin Simmons because he still isn't
there
signed.
There isn't another team out there, right?
That's right. As absolutely. We sit here right now.
Sure. So, yeah. I would say that the Broncos, for the inevitability of what they were doing, and it all started with Russell Wilson, and you can debate that, and I would listen to anybody's argument there about whether that was the right thing to do, blah, 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 blah. Economically, it was the philosophically right thing to do for Sean Payton. So there you go. But everything else that they've done, to me, I think trying to make them a better football team. It is certainly a football team, and I'm pretty sure that I can say this based on the two times that I've been out there and watching Sean Payton. Now, it's still the month of May, so we're not ramping up yet. But this is his team, and he seems much more comfortable with it as such.
Well, it's because he has his blue blanket now.
Exactly.
At quarterback.
Right.
He has the guy that he wants.
Correct.
And I'm guessing that throughout the season, for a guy who seems to be prickly anyway, every single week he's dealing with Russell Wilson, he wants to jam a pencil in his eye. At least now he goes to work saying, the guy that I'm going to be closest with, I am enjoying working with this guy. This guy is a piece of clay. I can mold him, and I'm going to enjoy this instead of, you know, working with a guy who.
And that alone changes everything.
Sure.
Just that alone.
You're enjoying going to work more. That's a big deal.
Bingo.
And you know what? That could permeate throughout the entire locker
room. I agree with that. And look, we will have our moments because that's the way it is. But Payton has been, to this point, much more relaxed, much more at ease, much more in dealing with local media. You can see it. He spent 15 minutes talking to media during practice on the sideline last week. We'd have never seen that at any time last year. My God, are you kidding me? We might as well have been lepers to him, right?
I think we could.
Well, maybe, but he's playing a different game.
He's happier.
Yeah.
He's happier going to work.
He is.
This is now his team.
I agree with you.
He has the quarterback that he wants.
I think that's very much true.
Coming up after the break, the NFLPA wants to make a change in the off-season schedule. Quoting a guy by the name of Albert Breer, longtime NFL insider, Let's just say this new proposal to scrap off-season programs, start training camp with a ramp-up period in June, and eliminate annual summer break in the NFL calendar is going over like the Hindenburg with coaches and front office people. What does All-Pro, linebacker, Chad Brown think of this new proposal? He'll join us next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 300 programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. A week from today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you love authentic Cajun cuisine, there's only one spot to go to in all of Denver. It's called Nola Jane. They're located off of Market Street, just steps from Ball Arena. If you want to go see a Rockies game, it's close enough walk. If you want to go there as well, the menu is absolutely outstanding. They have six different po' boys. The debris is the classic. Love that. They also have a gator sausage po' boy, and I'm bringing that up for a reason because we have a guest waiting on the line who is one of the most foremost guys when it comes to the reptile industry. So, Chad, I want you to think about this before we get to you. Would you eat gator sausage po' boy? Now, if you want to wash it down with something, you got to get a hurricane, but it's not like the same type of hurricane you get at Patty O'Brien's down at Bourbon Street. That stuff is loaded up with sugar, and there's enough alcohol in there where you're trying to drink two of them. You try and pass out, but you can't because you have such a sugar rush. At Nola Jane, it's all fresh juices. It's outstanding. They have a terrific rooftop patio where you can enjoy the summer. Great food. Nola Jane. You can find them once again in Lodo. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
All right, let's go out to the hotline. I want to bring in a guy who is multi-talented. Of course, he got his start in the NFL. Of course, he played at CU as well. Then went to the NFL, played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, was part of one of the greatest linebacking corps of all time. He was a multiple All-Pro, and he's a businessman as well. He's one of the foremost leaders when it comes to the reptile industry. Chad, oh, did we lose Chad?
Nope, you got me right here.
Chad, hey, would you eat a gator sausage po' boy?
I absolutely would. I have eaten snake before. I've eaten gator more than a few times.
Okay.
And the mantra we say within the reptile space is conservation through commercialization.
Nice.
By making these animals valuable to somebody for beaks or food or skin or whatever the case may be, now they have a value and they just can't be just destroyed randomly.
So when you look at your alligators that you are raising and selling, do you ever think to yourself, that would be good with Creole mustard?
Well, I don't raise or sell alligators, but I'm sure if I did, yeah, I would appreciate the flavor of the meat, and Creole mustard sounds like a wonderful topping.
Okay, let's get into why we brought you on the show. You and I had a brief conversation yesterday about what the NFLPA is proposing, and that is changing the off-season program. Right now it is spread out basically throughout the spring, but the proposal is, let's scrap that and jam it into a ramp-up period in June leading directly into training camp. If you were playing today, which would you prefer?
Well, change is always difficult, and I've only operated under the current style system where you come in, you know, early for OTAs, come back for later for a veteran mandatory camp, and then you get that 5-week break between that camp and training camp. And all that time away is great because it allows you to kind of recharge your battery for each of those on-site work. But with the proposal that the NFLPA is talking about, now we're going to reduce this off-season work into essentially another month, 4 weeks. We're going to take a 7-week off-season program, condense that into a month, and now put that the month directly before training camp. And what that is going to do is going to make the season, which is already very long and is only going to get longer once the NFL moves to 18 games. If they do that, it's most likely going to be two byes. Now we're going to start football mid-June and go all the way through mid-February. The length of that grind without any time away, without any real substantial breaks, that would be, in my mind, very difficult for me. I understand why the NFLPA is trying to do this. They want to reduce those soft tissue injuries that happen early in training camp when guys show up and maybe they're not in the absolute best shape. So there's a noble goal to this, but the road to hell is paved in good intentions. And I think that would be one of those unintended consequences of this would be the guys just mentally burning out because there's no breaks in this proposed new scheduling that the NFLPA is putting out.
Yeah, Chad, and that's what I was going to ask. This isn't just shifting the grind. It is adding to the grind. And that just flies in the face of all of the stated concerns that the NFL has about its players' health, mental well-being, physical well-being, all of these things. There's some incongruities there, but that can't be talked about enough, just how much of the grind that really football players go through an incredibly long season. When do you even come up for air in this kind of situation?
Exactly. And we all know football coaches, well, most of them, can be pretty intense folks. So if you're going to be at the facility, again, from mid-June until mid-February, the coaches are going to say, you know what, guys? This is a light week. You can show up and take your work very lightly. Don't be serious about this. All this ratcheted up emotion that we normally have around football, all this passion we ask you to pour into the game, this week, just take that week off. So while I understand the PA's goal of giving the players 5.5 months on the offseason, give them that entire time off, while I understand the goal of it, I just don't think it meets with the reality of how football coaches, how football players operate And the injury thing, I think, is needs to be noted and is a bit of a concern, and the TA is trying to address that. But I think an overlooked part of this that you just pointed out, Bruce, and I'm talking about here, is the mental aspect, the grind of it. When do you get a chance to literally just take that weight off your shoulders, take a deep breath, and be away from the game and not think about it, at least for just a, you know, a week or two? It doesn't seem like that's going to be built into this new schedule. And, of course, all this is going to fly or land very flat for most folks in the country who get a total of 2 weeks off for the entire year.
Right.
You know, these NFL players demanding all this time off. But I will say, you know, a desk job and the grind of an NFL season are far different things. But I think, unfortunately, if the players were to take this publicly and say, we don't get any time off for 7 months, that's going to be kind of similar when the players complain about not getting enough money. It's going to land pretty flat with the public.
We're talking with Chad Brown, two-time first-team All-Pro with the Pittsburgh Steelers, three-time Pro Bowler, national champ with the Colorado Buffaloes, and he only had 79 more sacks than I did as an NFL player. only 79 more than me. Is the NFLPA trying to fix something that isn't broken?
Well, I think there is a brokenness to it, Eric, particularly early in training camp. You know, the Tim Patrick injury to last year, the Drew Sanders injury earlier this year. I think that's what they're trying to avoid, because there is a certain injury component to the start and stop schedule that the NFL operates on. You are training at home, and now you show up to a team facility, and no matter how disciplined the strength coach is, no matter how disciplined of a player you are, the workouts are different between what you did at home and what you do at the team facility. And suddenly that ramping up process may go from where you were going 60%, and now it's 75%. And maybe your Achilles is not ready for that. So there's always going to be Achilles injuries in the offseason around this kind of start and stop schedule. There's always going to be those soft tissue injuries that occur when guys show up to training camp. Because no matter what you do at home, you can't replicate that process, particularly of having other people involved in your training as a wide receiver, running those very difficult, intricate routes full speed while having another human being trying to push you and jam you and get you off your route. That's where we see these hamstring pulls. That's where we see these groin pulls. That's where we see these Achilles injuries. So I think there is, a noble goal behind what the NFLPA is doing, but I think the unintended consequences and side effects are going to be so great. This, in my opinion, is a mistake.
Chad, I don't see why players would like this. And then I'll ask you, and they really don't have much to say about this because this is a union initiative. But coaching staffs like having guys in the buildings, don't they? I mean, at various times of the year, don't they want to keep guys close to football, even if it's in the classroom or in the weight room or doing conditioning? Building camaraderie, all of those cliches. But isn't there some truth in that? I can't imagine coaching staffs would be wild about this either.
To not see your guys for 5.5 months. I mean, the NFL's always kind of operated with a rule of thirds as far as guys showing up to training camp. After those 5 weeks off between the last mandatory camp and training camp, a third of guys are going to show up in great shape. And they're going to be prepared for the rigors of training camp in the season. There's also going to be a third of guys who maybe try to catch up from not training so hard early in the offseason, and they show up overtrained. And that also has a potential for injury. And then there's a third of guys who are going to show up and not be in shape. And so two-thirds of your football team shows up not prepared for training camp. Now, let's take that over a 5.5-month window where not only are you not prepared physically, but you haven't worked on football for 5.5 months, and you haven't been coached. So your ability to retain the offense, the defense, all these things, I think that's a very difficult thing. And then to add one more thing to the coaches' pieces and part of it, you get a chance to know your football team a bit during these off-season workouts. So as a football coach, when you are drawing up your massive playbook that you're going to utilize during the season, you need that time to see it, evaluate it, coach it, see how well it works, and then you need the players to go away so you and your staff can take the next 2 or 3 weeks and say, these are all the plays that we installed during the OTAs process. Which of these plays work for our playbook? Which plays don't? Which plays work for our personnel? Which plays don't? So in that process, that allows you to, you know, hone in your playbook in a way that if the guys are there the entire time, when do you as a coaching staff get this these full days, completely full days, to literally watch tape and polish up the playbook in a way that you would with the current schedule? I don't see how that new schedule would allow that opportunity to happen.
I think eventually we're going to wind up having an 18-game schedule, but if the NFLPA votes on this and approves this, the owners are going to want something in return, which is 18 games. You are just handing them leverage, aren't you? Because they're going to say, well, we want something in return. I don't think the owners probably care either way. I think coaches care about this. Front office people care about this. Players care about this. I don't know if the owners do, but are you just, as the NFLPA, literally giving them a free spin card, talking about the owners saying, okay, well, I guess we want something in return, and they're getting something in return for something that they didn't even propose.
As a former union rep for the Players Association, you know, I would have to imagine that the new NFLPA leadership, which has a certain, you know, a union background, would recognize that nothing in the NFL is ever given away. Everything is collectively bargained. Everything is a negotiation. So if this is the desire, number one, I would hope there would be enough of the current player reps who would voice their displeasure if that's the case. And number two, that they, yes, just don't take an opportunity to improve the game in their minds and then somehow give ownership another bargaining chip within all of this. The owners are the billionaires. The owners are the ones who personally don't care for the players' health. Someone's got to be an advocate for the players on the field. So I would hope that would be the PA. That is their stated role and goal. But this one seems to be moving into the territory that you just talked about there, Eric.
One quick thing before we cut you loose. I wanted to ask you about the Sean Payton, Bo Nix combination. And what do I mean by that? Sometimes as a college player, it's important to go to the right system. I am guessing when you got drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, you walked into linebacker heaven. You probably had great coaches, you were playing with great players, and that helped you be the great player that you were. If you got drafted by another team, do you think maybe you'd have had the same career? And I'm likening that to Bo Nix working with a guy like Sean Payton, as opposed to Bo Nix working with a defensive-minded head coach. Is there a parallel there?
I think there's a fit component to every football player and every football team. And that's why the draft is, you know, quite the inexact science, because not only is it difficult to project a college player into an NFL system and scheme, but also the coach matters. The fit matters. Heck, we got Zach Wilson here in Denver because the fit wasn't right. Zach Wilson was clearly acknowledged as one of the better quarterbacks in college football just a couple of years ago, number two pick in the draft. But that situation in New York, whether it was the media pressure from outside the building, whether it was the coaching from within the building, none of those things helped him become the best version of himself that he could possibly be. So Sean Payton, being a head coach who is also the guy who's most involved with the quarterbacks on his football team, that, in my mind, gives Bo Nix a tremendous chance for success. It's not a guarantee, but it gives him a better one. Now, I'm not saying that Bill Cowher, my defensive-minded head coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers, couldn't have hired a quarterback coach that could have, you know, connected with Bo Nix. Defensive coaches do this all the time. But as we're seeing with Robert Saleh in New York, with Nathaniel Hackett, which we, I think, would all agree here in Denver, was quite underwhelming as the head coach, and by all regards seemed to be underwhelming as the offensive coordinator with the New York Jets. Fit matters. Where you play matters. Who is your coach matters. And it makes a difference in your career. And to your other point, I was a Pittsburgh Steeler when we were one of the best defenses in the NFL. And I had Marvin Lewis, who went on to become the Cincinnati Bengals head coach as my linebacker coach. Dick LeBeau and Dom Capers, two of the best defensive coordinators in NFL history, were calling plays. I was surrounded by other all pros and Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers on this exact defense that I was on. It was built for my success. They played the same scheme, a 3-4 front, that I played at University of Colorado for 4 years. So the situation was absolutely perfect for me to excel. Hopefully the situation here with Sean Payton and Bo Nix is that same kind of relationship.
Kevin Green, LeVon Kirkland, Chad Brown, Greg Lloyd.
Jeez.
Pretty good foursome.
Some badasseries on Sunday right there.
And honestly, just looking at numbers, you took a backseat to nobody. Chad, thanks for your time, pal.
Yep. Thanks, Chad.
Have a good one, guys. See you. Thanks for having me on.
Chad Brown. Coming up after the break, the Rockies pitching, outside of yesterday, has been very good.
Yeah.
With that, should we start paying attention to them more? We have about a 2-minute segment to discuss it next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Week from today, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, and sedans, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
It has come to this with the Colorado Rockies. They're playing better. They're playing better. Their record over the last 18 games, 11 wins, 7 losses, ended Cleveland's 9-game winning streak on Monday. They've won 3 of 5 against teams with 2 of the best records in their respective leagues. They got blown out yesterday. Ryan Feltner wasn't very good. The starting pitching obviously has been better. They produced 15 quality starts in the month of May.
It's actually been good.
Yeah. At what point do we need to start really paying attention to these guys, considering they are still one of the worst teams in baseball?
Depends what you're looking for.
Okay, let's go to break.
But I think, it depends what you're looking for. They're not quite there yet. But Cal Quantrill and Austin Gomber are intriguing. Intriguing enough to go look at. Austin Gomber scratched with elbow soreness for his last start. But that guy's got a 2.76 ERA with 10 starts. That's real.
Yep.
Cal Quantrill is 4-3. He is not even arguably. He is their ace. He's got a 3.53. The guy has given up 6 earned runs in his last 4 starts. That's it. He's had 5 quality starts in the month of May. Quality start, by the way, is 6 innings pitched with 3 or fewer earned runs. You can win games with your starting pitching being that good. So they're interesting. Is that compelling enough to get all in on this? Maybe not. I'm a baseball guy. I'm there probably before most others. Ryan McMahon swinging the bat. He's got double-digit home runs.
I'll say one thing about Austin Gomber.
Yeah?
Playing okay, right?
He's not winning. I mean, his record is only 1-2, but he's only given up 48 hits in 58 and 2/3 innings.
You can make the case he's playing better than Nolan Arenado right now.
Yes, that is a fair comparison.
Nolan, who we all love here, he was very good in his first 2 years in St. Louis.
Yes.
I don't want to say his career has fallen off the table like a bowling ball.
He's not playing well the last 2 years.
No, he's not.
No.
And for all that money, listen, Dick Monfort did not look at Nolan Arenado and say, well, you know, eventually this guy's career is going to tail off.
They wouldn't have foreseen this.
No.
No.
But
let's not give him too much credit.
4 home runs, 25 RBI, a 257 batting average. And an on-base percentage of 311
yikes,
is dreadful for a guy getting paid that type of money.
Well, for a guy with Hall of Fame credentials.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's where we are. I mean, here's my deal. My wife will want to go see him 5 times or so.
Still a great defensive player.
Oh, yeah. Austin. Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, I'm talking about Nolan
Arenado. I'm talking about the Rockies as a summer visit.
Yeah.
We'll go to the ballpark 4 or 5 times. Usually have good seats.
Is it because you want to go to the game or eat Dippin' Dots? Because you can't really get Dippin' Dots anywhere else.
No Dippin' Dots.
No.
No.
Cotton candy?
No.
Cracker Jack?
No.
Peanuts and a beer?
You know what we get? They've got a really good, this sounds bizarre, they've got a great salad bar.
Oh, sure. It's fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Because when I go to a ball game, I think of croutons and all kinds of fixins on top of my romaine lettuce. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss Rafael Nadal's early exit at the French Open, and one of baseball's brightest stars is done for the year.
Love him.
With another serious knee injury. That's all coming up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Pretty good, I'm telling you. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injected and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. A week from today, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open right now at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Now that Memorial Day has passed, I think a lot of people are thinking, what can we do to improve our home? One thing that you could do, new windows, new doors, new siding. This is really the time to do, and the only place you should work with, Paramount Siding and Windows. Just named Best Siding Contractor in the Best of Mile High magazine. They were also a top three finalist in the Windows and Doors category. With that, I'm going to bring in my buddy, Scott Williams from Paramount Siding and Windows. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Eric. How are you?
Good. When people think of new windows, they think kind of tunnel vision. How is it going to look? And while it's so important with how it's going to look, I think also it's important to understand how much money it is going to save you in the long run, right?
Absolutely. Visually, that's going to be the very first thing that you're going to notice. Right now, if you've got the old windows, you can just see how dirty they are, how old they are, if they're falling apart. Anytime you do any type of home improvement replacement, especially on the windows where you engage with them every day and people from the outside see them as well, it's going to make a huge difference visually as far as how you're going to enjoy your home. As far as the energy savings goes, I mean, that goes without even saying oftentimes. New double pane windows with insulating glass, even with sound reducing glass options, it's really going to be energy efficient in the summertime and in the wintertime. It's going to work both ways to make sure that your energy bills stay low.
So when your kids don't do their chores around the house, are you suggesting that when you yell at your kids, the neighbors won't hear them if they work with Paramount?
With sound reducing glass, it reduces those everyday type of occurrences that occur in all of our families' lives. Yes.
Right. I mean, if you have young kids, it's the perfect time to work with Paramount. Clean up your room. You don't want the neighbors to hear that.
That's exactly right.
Okay, just checking, because you offer a lot of different things. I don't know if you have the exact numbers in front of you. Clearly, no matter who you work with, you know, getting new windows is a cost. But when it comes to the energy savings, generally speaking, how much time does it take to recoup that investment where now you are really saving money despite having to pay that money up front to get the new windows?
you start recouping your investment on it right away, and that'll come from the energy savings and the reduction in your energy bill. Oftentimes, we can see anywhere from a 10 to as much as a 15% reduction in your energy costs, depending on how much of it's going towards your electric and towards your heat. So it just kind of depends. It also depends on the condition of your older windows as well. But you'll start noticing that return right away. The biggest thing, it's going to be your comfort level. And there's a price that can be associated with that, and everyone's is different. But that comfort level is just speaks volumes. I mean, when you're more comfortable inside your own home, you tend to enjoy it more and spend more time there.
If people need new siding, windows, and doors, you have two great options. One, you'll go to them. However, I'm guessing you encourage them to check out your new showroom, which is state-of-the-art, right?
Absolutely. It's like, it's kind of a newer way of doing these type of interactions with customers, because customers are demanding a lot and we want to be able to provide a lot. And oftentimes you can only give so much, say in an in-home appointment. You don't have large samples. You can't see things up close and personal. But if you come to our showroom, you can see different siding products, different windows, different installation configurations, all up close and personal on a large scale. So you can really narrow in what it is that your specific design wants to be.
And that showroom is located in Littleton off of Broadway, right between or right in the area of like Arapahoe and Mineral. One more quick thing. What kind of financing options do you have?
We've got a couple of great programs right now. 24 months, no interest, no payments. That's with approved credit. Also, we can do one 5 years at 4.99% with approved credit as well, too. Or we can also do 15% off your project if you want to do cash, check, or charge.
One more question. How do people find you?
Well, first off, if you want to come to our showroom, we're on the northwest corner of South Broadway and Arapahoe Road in Littleton, 6637 South Broadway. Or you can reach us online at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com. And our number is 303-482-5656.
Scott, have a great day, my friend.
You too, Eric.
See you, pal.
Bye-bye.
Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, Rafael Nadal's potential final run at the men's singles French Open title ended in the first round. He fell to Alexander Zverev. There were some hopes that Nadal would make yet another fairy tale run at Roland Garros, but Nadal wound up losing in the first round for the first time ever. He waved goodbye to the crowd and bid farewell after his loss. Nadal owns a 112-4 record at the French Open. If this was his final appearance there, what do you think about the run it's been for Rafael Nadal?
Just unbelievable. And that's, as great as he's been, that's been his best surface. And the clay, 14 titles at the French Open, simply unbelievable. And simply put, one of the greatest players of all time. I mean, I've kind of lost touch with tennis, but I haven't lost touch with...
You're more of a pickleball
guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. But I recognize and appreciate and respect and am in awe of the ability of guys like Federer and Nadal, even though I haven't paid as close attention to it.
One of the biggest advantages that you and I have being in this business for as long as we've been doing it, I think like probably combined like 75 years between the two of us,
right,
is we have the opportunity to pretty much go to any game that we want to.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, we do most of that for work. Very rarely do we go see something outside of work, at least for me. However, I did have the opportunity to see Nadal play at the French Open.
Fantastic.
Which was super cool, because if you're going to see anybody at the French Open, he's the guy you want to see.
No question.
If you wanted to see somebody at the U.S. Open, Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe. That's the venue for that. You want to see somebody play at Wimbledon? Bjorn Borg is the guy that you want to see. Federer, obviously, as well. But you want to see the best of the best on their surface.
Yep.
And I was fortunate to be able to see Nadal on clay.
Well said.
All right, just in case you missed it, terrible news for the Atlanta Braves as their star player and reigning National League MVP, Ronald Acuna Jr., has a complete tear of the ACL in his left knee. He's going to have season-ending surgery. He had surgery for a complete tear of the right ACL back in 2021, and now it's the left knee he's dealing with. The Braves are 10 games over 500. They have the third best record in the National League behind the Phillies and the Dodgers. I mean, painful to see one of baseball's brightest young stars have to suffer through another injury like this, right?
What would my predecessor, Mace, be saying about this now?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, if he was sitting here, this is what I would say to him. And, Alex, this is what I will say to you. Get the rim shot ready because I just thought of this. Acuna Matata means do worry. That is going to do it for us, Alex Nigel. Bruce, great job as always. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Now, y'all know I love McDonald's for a quick meal, especially if I'm out and about with the boys and need something to eat. I like food, and y'all know I like saving money, too. Did you know that you can save money with deals in the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, you heard that right. There's a deal every day in the app. So if you are an avid McDonald's goer like me, you'll find the best value for your buck by using the app. One of my favorite things about the app is the ability to order ahead. So let's say I'm on the road, just picked up Axel from school, and know I promised him some McDonald's fries and a sundae, but don't want to have to wait in that long line. I open up the app and just place my order there. Then I can walk in and pick up my order when it's ready, no wait needed, especially if I time it right. And I love that you can also get a bunch of deals in the app as well. I just logged in and can get a free Big Mac with a minimum purchase of $1. But check it every day because the deals are always changing. Plus, make sure to share your birthday so McDonald's can celebrate with you with something special. Dream drivers save money with the McDonald's app. Nope, you must opt into rewards.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.